Good morning, podcast listeners. This is Gregory Rutchick, First Marathon. So yesterday, Sunday, was the Los Angeles Marathon. And I did not run in the marathon. I did not plan to run in the marathon. But what I did want to share was what it felt like, both having run a marathon in the past, and I've run in more than five marathons. Couple of things that you're going to notice the day after the marathon, in addition to being maybe sore in your hip flexors, it's going to be hard to walk downstairs, more difficult than even upstairs. You're going to have post-marathon blues. Post-marathon blues are very common. You're going to feel a little down because your body is so used to being in a training cycle. And a training cycle, you know, a schedule of training, that's what it's called, training cycle. And your body has been loaded with chemicals and activity and even rehab if you've hurt yourself, which on Saturday after the shakeout run or at the end of the shakeout run, I did, I pulled a kind of an Achilles, a muscle like near my Achilles. You know, I'm pretty sure, frankly, that it happened as a result of acupuncture that I'd received Friday, where the acupuncturist had basically put a needle into this location right above my right. It was on the side of my right Achilles into my lower calf muscle. And I actually didn't like the way it felt. And sure enough, even though she said it was a location called kidney something, sure enough, I ended up pulling a muscle or pulling something there, you know, which could have very well been the result of the acupuncture needle. Anyway, so I didn't run Sunday. I wasn't planning on running Sunday, but I was planning on running. I wasn't planning on running the marathon Sunday. I was planning on running, maybe six or eight in the marathon. I was probably going to pick it up near my house, which is mile 16. But what I wanted to share is a couple of things. First, a little bit of retrospective, you know, from the marathon. You know, what, number one, you finish the marathon. The feeling of accomplishment is euphoric. I think it's euphoric. It's existential that you realize now at the end of the marathon, at the end of any long project, it's a series of small little steps that you don't set out when you first began training for this marathon to run 26.2 miles. And, you know, it is 26.2 miles that last chunk of 2.2 miles is pretty tough for people, especially in the first marathon. You know, you can very clearly see the finish line, and your body is pretty much psychologically, physically depleted, and you now have to dig into your physical body as best you can to try to get across that goddamn finish line. And you did it. You did it. You actually accomplished physically and mentally a monumental goal. And you did it by doing little steps. And as you begin to think about, you know, most people often think, oh, I'll either never do that again, or by today or tomorrow, you'll think, wow, I really want to try to do that again. And the reason why you want to try to do it again is because you can see all the different things you can do to enjoy it more and to improve it. One of the most important ones for me was how I felt when I finished. I really liked how I felt. I felt strong. I felt not that sore. I was not in pain. I was not, you know, limping. You know, you do see people wrapped in bubble wrap and really out of physical sorts at the end of the marathon, you know, and you know, obviously those are people who are going through things that you didn't go through, but It has a lot to do with their training, that they simply did not train to finish in a way that their bodies could handle this rather strained distance of 26.2 miles. Maybe your nutrition. Did you have enough fuel? Did you fuel at the right time? I mean, I remember vividly planning out how many calories. And at times, because I used a vest with my Tailwind, which I've talked about a lot. Tailwind is a glycogen replacement drink. You put this powder into water. And I had just 2 liters of this mixed sugary crap on my back. I mean, look, it really works well, and it isn't crap. It tastes pretty good. But after 4 hours or 5 hours even, my first marathon of sipping every half an hour, not meticulously, number one, it becomes old. It's sticky. It does get kind of all over your face and everything. Number two, you realize, maybe you didn't fuel enough, or you fueled maybe too much at some point if you start getting burpy. So, you need to have fuel at the end. You do need to fuel early. So how you fuel and how much you take in is a scientific answer for the most part, but it's also the art of how your body metabolizes this nutrition. Hydration is very important for you to think about again. And then the question really becomes your training. How did you train? Did you enjoy your training? How did you incorporate any kind of injury and recover from the injury? How did you feel about your rest days? And how did you do your rest days? How did you incorporate any cross training? I mean, if you did get injured like I did in my very first marathon, I had no choice but to get on a bike. And being on a bike turned out to be a fantastic thing, and swimming became a fantastic part of my life, which unfortunately this year I have not gone back to the pool. It doesn't have to just be about the training part. It can also be about the joy. I know many people, myself included, who added activities to their life because it brought them joy. Yoga for me has been kind of truly an important part of how my body cares for itself, as well as an incredible training companion in terms of stretching, opening up my hips, my knees and my ankles, and how I deal with, being an active person. So congratulations. I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment if you did in fact run. It's an incredible accomplishment to think about, if that's what you're planning on doing, that you've just achieved. And now that you know what it feels like to have run your first marathon, to begin to think about your next marathon. And your goal right now is, of course, again, to rest. Today, this week, is to not... You certainly should go do a shakeout run as soon as you can, as soon as you feel well enough. I mean, I remember it took me a few days. I don't know that it was Monday, but maybe it was Monday night or Tuesday that I got out there and I did 3 miles. If you're in Central Park or anywhere near public running areas, you'll see other people like yourself shaking out after the marathon. And the community that you joined as a marathoner is outstanding. So have a wonderful post-marathon high. Know that the post-marathon blues are real. Do what you can do to take care of yourself and to hold yourself in this space. Look at what diet you need to eat and rest. Rest is really great. It's really, not only is it useful, but it's important to your brain and to your body. And I'll speak to you soon. This is Gregory Rutschick from the First Marathon Podcast.